This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday urged reforms of the United Nations Security Council, accusing it of failing to take any action to end Russia's aggression and restore peace in his country. The Ukrainian leader made his plea by video address as grisly evidence continues to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kiev before they pulled back from the capital.
There is not a single crime that they would not commit there. The Russian military searched for and purposefully killed anyone who served our country. They shot and killed women outside their houses when they just tried to call someone who is alive. They killed entire families, adults and children, and they tried to burn the bodies.
Zelensky, through an interpreter, additional sanctions to be announced by the United States and its allies on Wednesday will include Russian financial institutions and more officials, according to U.S. officials. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The latest round of Russia-related sanctions is in part a response to the massacres in Bucha and other towns in Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This will include a ban on all new investment in Russia and increased sanctions on financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia and sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members.
Although some major economies, such as China and India, are not taking such actions against Russia, the White House contends sanctions coordinated among the United States, G7 nations, and the European Union are effective as they collectively represent half of the global economy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa's president has announced the end of the country's state of disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Linda Givtash reports from Johannesburg.
After 750 days, the end of COVID-19 restrictions are in sight for South Africans with the lifting of a state of disaster. President Cyril Ramaphosa gave a televised address to the nation Monday, repealing the government's legal mechanisms for managing the pandemic. That means restrictions on daily life and business have officially been removed. But some measures remain. Ramaphosa introduced a 30-day transition period that would uphold an indoor mask mandate and requirements to show vaccine certificates or PCR test results to attend large public gatherings. International travelers will also have to be fully vaccinated or present a negative COVID-19 test result. A social grant to those who lost their jobs during the pandemic will also extend through the transition period, after which all measures will lapse. The repeal of the state of disaster comes roughly 5 months after the last major variant, Omicron, was discovered by the country's scientists. Ramaphosa said while case numbers are high, hospitalizations and deaths remain low. South Africa is the hardest hit country in Africa with over 6 million COVID-19 deaths. With less than half the adult population vaccinated, Ramaphosa encouraged the public to get their shots. Linda Kiftash for VOA News, Johannesburg.
In the U.S., the Archdiocese of New Orleans said Tuesday unidentified armed men have kidnapped an 83-year-old nun who is serving as a missionary in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. The bishop claimed Sister Sulin Tenyonson was taken late Monday or early Tuesday by the men, who also vandalized the covenant in Yaogo, the archdiocese said in a news release. Tenyonson had been a missionary in Burkina Faso since 2014, they say. Officials did not know where she was taken. The once peaceful nation of Burkina Faso has seen a great deal of violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group over the past 6 years. Recapping our top story, additional sanctions to be announced by the United States and its allies on Wednesday will include Russian financial institutions and more officials. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday urged reforms of the United Nations Security Council, accusing it of failing to take any action to end Russia's aggression and restore peace in his country. The Ukrainian leader made his plea via video address as grisly evidence continues to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.